Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
So, Brooke, you're going to be like, what are you talking about? Uh-huh. But remember, this is coming from a Libra, notorious people that can't make decisions. Mm-hmm. I feel like one of my favorite qualities of yours is how decisive you can be sometimes.
Yeah, well, as a Virgo, I love a plan, which is why yesterday when you refused to answer my text about what kind of food you wanted, it was absolute chaos and I almost lost my mind.
Okay, well, my nails were wet. Some of us just need to get pampered.
Okay.
But obviously, when it comes to being indecisive, I feel like it can sometimes end up putting you in this, like, super awkward position. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm referring to Kylie Jenner, who announced her baby son's name a few weeks ago, which was huge news. Mm-hmm. But now she's like, changing the name.
Yeah. She obviously hasn't revealed the new name yet. We don't even know if they have one. But honestly, it's got to be better than Wolf, unless she consulted Elon Musk.
You know, she did. She was like, dang, this name of a bunch of letters and numbers is fly.
He's like, let's take it up a notch. Let's do a series of knocks and bangs on this wall right here.
From Wondery, I'm...
and I'm...
it's Tuesday,
March 22nd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you have a big decision to announce, I feel like it's always best to hold off until you're absolutely 100% sure about it. And that's what Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott did not do. I mean, they thought that that's what they were doing. They had a new baby boy, and they kept us all waiting for the big name reveal. And then they changed their mind.
Yeah.
So Kylie had her son last month. He was a 2/2/22 baby. And this is her second child, of course, with her partner, Travis Scott. Their first child is a daughter named Stormy, who just turned 4. And at first, there was no name announcement for her son. It took 9 days before she revealed what they decided to name him.
Yeah, so she shared it to her Instagram story with just a white heart emoji and his name, Wolf Webster. So his full name on the birth certificate is Wolf Jacques Webster. Jacques is Travis's birth name. But yesterday, she dropped the bomb that they changed the baby's name. Mm-hmm. She posted the news to her Instagram stories, and she wrote, FYI, our son's name isn't Wolf anymore.
That FYI is
Yeah.
So cash.
Just an office memo. We changed the name. Then she added, we just really didn't feel like it was him. Just wanted to share because I keep seeing Wolf everywhere. And she added a prayer hands emoji.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, did it not fit him because maybe he's not a wolf? Could that have been?
I like how she's like, we keep seeing Wolf everywhere. Like, where's everyone getting that name from?
Yeah.
And it's like, you?
She's like, classic tabloids making stuff up again.
So what Kylie didn't say in her inner office memo is what the baby's new name is or if they've even figured it out. And obviously, everyone wants to know what's going to be Wolf's new name because there were some pretty strong reactions to their first pick. After Kylie announced Wolf as the name, as is to be expected, the internet exploded with feelings about it.
Yeah. This is actually ironic. I just thought of this. This is like crying wolf.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
What if that was the intent the whole time?
It's crazy. So obviously we were all surprised by the name choice of Wolf. One person tweeted, Kylie really named her son Wolf. At this point, even Thunder would have worked to match Stormy. Another person tweeted, Kylie, sometimes it's okay to not be different. And some fans just responded to the name with references to other famous people named Wolf, like Wolf mm-hmm. Blitzer, Wolfgang Puck, both very successful people.
Mm-hmm.
So in good company.
You don't hear about the unsuccessful Wolves, though.
You don't. It's because they're off living in the woods somewhere.
Mm-hmm. In packs.
So now that the name's been changed, the late Eddie Van Halen's son, Wolf Van Halen, expressed his relief. So he like retweeted the article and was apparently just happy he doesn't have to share his name with a Jenner baby.
I never would have expected the offspring of Eddie Van Halen to care.
That's
about
a great point.
The offspring of Kylie Jenner. But
well, he's very precious about the name Wolf, apparently.
Yeah, well, it's how I feel about Arisha, so.
Oh, I know.
So Kylie shared the He's Not Wolf news just hours after she posted a video tribute to her new baby. So she posted clips of the video to her Instagram along with a series of photos of her pregnancy, reminiscent of the first birth.
Mm-hmm.
She posted a link to her YouTube video called To Our Son. The video includes footage from the delivery room before her baby was born. Travis is there as well as Kris Jenner by her side. And it also shows Kylie in the hospital holding her baby bump and asking Travis, are you ready to have another baby? And Travis is like, I'm ready. And then Kris shouts, I am ready for that 10%.
Yeah, I was going to say, I loved the photo of Kris Jenner standing by Kylie's vagina holding a contract.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
waiting for that baby to sign.
She's like, can I get a pen here?
So there's also shots of Stormy and Chicago's big joint birthday party back in January. I'm sure Kanye loved to see those photos because he wasn't invited. There was various family members recording messages for the baby. Travis's mom, Wanda Webster, says this was the best thing ever for Travis and says she sees a different person in her son now that he's a parent.
And also, is he a different person that doesn't host a show that has people dying in it?
Yeah, I was going to say, he was a father when that happened. So. The video also has a walkthrough of the baby's neutral-colored nursery, which I'm sure you're not surprised by at all. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Kanye, I can't stop talking about Kanye. I'm sorry.
Kanye has infiltrated this family in so many degrees.
Yeah, he really has. So the nursery is also filled with children's books. It's got stuffed animals. It's got a Louis Vuitton teddy bear.
I didn't know Louis Vuitton was in the business of children's toys.
Anything to make a buck.
Mm-hmm. Or $5 billion.
Seriously. And the closet is actually full of baby sneakers. This kid's got it made. There's also audio of the moment Kylie's new baby was born. The screen is blacked out, but you can hear a doctor saying, he's out. Your son is here. And the video ends with the words, to our son, February 2nd, 2022, 8 pounds, 13 ounces.
See, I'm suspicious of this because there is no way a baby is born and it's not just like, ah, that's all you hear.
Well, I mean, Martin Scorsese was directing this video, so I'm sure he was like, hold for sound.
We could use him here. So Kylie is normally a pretty private person. I mean, she kept her first pregnancy a complete secret.
Yeah.
But she's giving us a little insight into her pregnancy. She even recently opened up about the difficulty she's had postpartum, saying she wants to be as honest as possible with other new moms who may be struggling after giving birth. Mm. So with this birth, she's actually maintained her low profile. We didn't hear much from her until she shared a series of videos to her Instagram stories just last week. And in the clip, she's walking on a treadmill and talking pretty candidly to the camera about how she's coping since giving birth. And she says, "I just want to say to all my postpartum moms that postpartum has not been easy. This experience for me personally has been a little harder than with my daughter."
Yeah, so she says the whole experience hasn't been easy mentally, physically, or spiritually, and that she didn't want to just go back to her life without expressing the struggles she had, which I guess I appreciate her for that.
Yeah, for sure.
Kylie says, "For other moms going through it right now, we can go on the internet and it might look a lot easier for other people and put the pressure on us, but it hasn't been easy for me either. It's been hard." She also specifically mentions society's expectations for mothers to return to how they looked before childbirth as quickly as possible, saying, "I realized that I was putting some pressure on myself, and I just keep reminding myself I made a whole human, a beautiful, healthy boy. We have to stop putting pressure on ourselves to be back, not even physically, just mentally after birth."
Mm, very true.
I'm sure being in the Kardashian family doesn't help either.
Yeah, watching that, I'm just like, I can't imagine all the single mothers and all the mothers that don't have literally billions of dollars.
Yeah. And trainers and chefs. Things.
Yeah. And nannies. Yeah. Like, it's just, it's a struggle. I will say, though, I'm glad that Kylie is being open and honest about it, because I know that historically women have not had platforms to, like, talk about the struggles, the things that aren't pretty about having children and all of that. And so at this point, it's just, if you're going to be open and honest about postpartum, be open and honest about Wolf's new name.
I bet they don't have one. Because she was so nervous to pick a name and not like it the first time. And now she is living that reality.
Well, my favorite comment was, this is like when you post something on Instagram and it doesn't get enough likes, so you delete it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about doing that.
Of course not. I always get at least 20 likes.
Yeah, at least.
So I'm good to go. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziprin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.